KFIZ News Time is 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Monday. It's May 10th of 2021. Spencer Wagon here with you as we kick off hour number three. And always good to talk to Sharon Simon, the interim superintendent of schools with the Fond du Lac School District. Another school board meeting coming up tonight, first of the month of May. And a few different things to highlight this morning with Sharon. And she joins us on the phone lines here on a Monday. Sharon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Spencer. I'm great. Thank you.
Thanks so much for taking some time to chat, as always. A few different things to let our listeners know about that will be discussed at the board meeting tonight. First, Sharon, want to ask about face coverings and quarantine guidelines update. Sounds like Aaron Brendelson going to be updating the board on that. Any information as to what's going to be talked about with that tonight at the board meeting?
Well, recently we have received more information from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services as well as from Kim Miller at the Fond du Lac County Health Department. So we're going to discuss some of what they're talking about, you know, and they obviously are asking us to continue to mask because they believe that it is one of the best mitigation strategies that we have to stop the spread of COVID-19. But, you know, there's some new quarantining guidelines. Possibly if we will all mask, students that are close contacts would not have to be quarantined. So those will be some of the things that we'll be discussing tonight at the board meeting.
Very good. So some updates there. Seeing some updates, too, about graduation. It's that time of the year. Graduation is on the horizon, and it sounds like that's going to be an in-person event this year for 2021.
Yeah, Mr. Steinbarth and his team out at Fond du Lac High School have been working really hard to try to have an in-person graduation for our students. So that's what we're planning for. And each student or each graduate will receive two tickets to the graduation. So it'll be very limited, but and with all the strategies in place that we've used throughout the year to try to mitigate the risk of spreading COVID. But we're really happy that we'll be able to have an in-person graduation.
That's a month away, June 10th at 7 o'clock, so 1 month left until graduation.
You're right. I didn't think about that, Spencer, but yes, 1 month from June 10th, from May 10th, but I think it's 1 month from Thursday, so where is the year gone? It just keeps flying, that's for sure.
Yeah, that's true. And then another update I know you're going to be talking about tonight is the senior banquet and prom for Fond du Lac High School students, too.
Yeah, once again, Mr. Steinbarth and his team out at Fondy High have been working really hard to try to provide the students with an event. And so they are going to combine the senior banquet and prom, and it'll be at Fond du Lac High School on June 5th from 5:30 to 10:30. And they're estimating that the banquet will run from 5:30 to 7:30 and then the dance from 7:30 to 10:30. So we're excited that the students will have that opportunity also.
Very cool. I see staff 25-year awards is on the docket tonight, too.
Yeah, normally every in the past, every year we have a 25-year banquet to honor those employees that have spent 25 years in the school district. And last year and this year, we haven't been able to have that activity. And each 25-year award recipient receive the clock from the district. So Ms. Buchholz and I will be personally going around to the schools and handing out those clocks to our staff. We have approximately 22 people in the past 2 years that have 25 years of service. And hopefully next year we will get back to having the 25-year dinner. It's usually the first Monday in May. So we're really looking forward to that. It's a great event, and people really like that because anybody that has served 25 years in the district is invited back each and every year. And you know, we have people that are well into their 90s that are still attend that banquet.
Very cool, very cool. And I understand, Sharon, and we heard about this, I think it was last week, that you've also announced that you're going to be retiring as well. So congratulations on your career. It's still some time left, obviously, but you're going to be talking about that tonight at the board meeting, too.
Yeah, the board will, you know, be accepting my retirement notification to them. And you know, it's been a great run for me, 32 and a half years, and I started out as a classroom teacher teaching social studies and, you know, at Goodrich when it was still Goodrich, and then went over to Sabish till 2001, started in 1989, and then became an administrator in 2001 starting as an AP, well, actually back to Goodrich. I always tell everybody I end up back on Linden Street all the time through my various roles in the district. So, yeah, and then, you know, having the opportunities to serve as an elementary principal and the director of human resources in this past year as the interim superintendent, I'm really humbled and honored to have had the opportunity to spend my whole career here. And more importantly, having that I was able to work with students, you know, trying to give them everything they needed to achieve academically and socially and emotionally, and working with our staff to do those things, to provide the best quality education we could for our community. So I'm really proud to have served in the Fond du Lac School District all these years, and I'm really proud of the relationships that have been developed, not only with our students and parents, but with the staff. So, you know, I love the Fond du Lac community. I'm so grateful that I had the opportunity to come back to my home district and serve.
Excellent. Well, we wish you the best with that. I understand you're staying on until the new superintendent, Dr. Flagg, comes in, and you're working with him on that transition, correct?
Absolutely. Dr. Flagg has been in the district 2 full days already, meeting with various administrators, and then he and I actually had about 2.5 hours last week, Thursday, and I took him on a tour of Fond du Lac, showing him our schools, and we did go as far east as we could so he could see how large the district was, you know, as far as geographically. So, yeah, that, you know, the time in the car gives you a lot of time to talk about the history of the district, what we're doing here right now, you know, working on academic achievement and equity. So it really has been a benefit for both of us to work together to make this a smooth transition starting on July 1.
Very good. And lastly, Sharon, I saw a facilities referendum update. I know the board, last time we talked, had a chance to visit the Phase 1 schools, which had been put on hold since COVID, or because of COVID. Anything new to report with the referendum work going on?
Not too much, Spencer. You know, they keep moving through each of the buildings, you know, Sabish and Woodworth and Roberts and Parkside and Evans. You know, they're doing rooms at a time, you know, 2 or 3 at a time. And so a lot of the building has been updated already, or the renovations are done. And if you drive by Parkside, you can really see that addition going. But Mr. Williams, they started Phase 3 planning, which will include Riverside, Fond du Lac High School, Roseno, STEM, and Lakeshore. You know, they just started talking about the mechanical things that will happen, and then, you know, they'll really dive into Phase 3 planning this summer. So the projects keep moving along.
Very good. Sharon, anything else you wanted to highlight for our listeners this morning?
I don't think so, Spencer. I think that covers everything we're going to talk about tonight.
Excellent. Sharon, thanks as always. We'll talk again in a couple weeks. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Sharon Simon, Interim Superintendent of Schools from the Fond du Lac School District, joining us here on KFIZ, telling us about board meeting information tonight. First of 2 board meetings for the month of May is tonight with the Fond du Lac School District. 10:18.